researchers have found some unexpected effects of a vaccine recommended for babies. The vaccine protects against several diseases, including potentially deadly meningitis. Some of the effects are very good, however, one might create problems in the future. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, public health experts say that the vaccine is still overwhelmingly worthwhile.
It used to be when a pediatrician got a call at 3 a.m. about unexplained fever in a baby, the first concern was meningitis, a sometimes difficult-to-treat infection of the brain and spinal cord. Years ago, the Haemophilus influenza vaccine was introduced, and it eliminated the most common cause of meningitis. The next most common cause was pneumococcal bacteria. And now a new study shows that pneumococcal disease has nearly been wiped out by another vaccine. Infectious disease expert William Schaffner says pneumococcal bacteria cause a group of diseases.
These bacteria can invade the spinal cord and cause meningitis. They can invade the bloodstream and cause serious bloodstream infections.
And they can cause pneumonia. William Schaffner heads the Preventive Medicine Department at Vanderbilt University, and he worked on the study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study counted cases of pneumococcal disease before and after the vaccine was introduced.
The vaccine was used in very young children, and as predicted, disease rates plummeted in those young children. That makes all the parents and all of us in public health very, very happy.
Before the vaccine came along, several strains of pneumococcal bacteria were resistant to antibiotics and very difficult to treat. Among those strains alone, there's an 81% drop in cases. Translated into numbers, 70 of every 100,000 children under the age of 2 got sick with an antibiotic-resistant strain of the bacterium. Now that's dropped from 70 to 13. Daniel Musher is an infectious disease expert with the VA hospital in Houston who just happens to have laryngitis. He wrote an editorial about the study. He points out that the vaccine also protected some unvaccinated children by stopping the spread of the bacteria. And it's not just kids who benefited.
The indirect benefit is extended to adults, to us. There's less pneumococcus around, and we are all protected as a result. And this phenomenon is called the herd effect.
It's not uncommon with vaccines.
The concept being if you protect enough cows in the herd, the rest of them are also protected.
But the survey of pneumococcal vaccine also discovered a unique problem. Study co-author William Schaffner.
The early inkling is that just a little bit, beginning to see some replacement disease due to other strains.
What's happened is the vaccine has prevented the spread of the 7 pneumococcal strains it contains, but it's allowed other strains to grow.
Well, you know, there are many bacteria that colonize the back of the throat and the upper respiratory tract, and it wasn't entirely clear that other pneumococcal strains, which haven't caused all that much disease in the past, would begin to take advantage of what we might call an empty ecological niche.
The strains haven't done so in a big way, but it's enough that several vaccine manufacturers are already doing human testing with a vaccine carrying other strains. Schaffner says in the meantime, there's no doubt that the current pneumococcal vaccine is beneficial.
We're certainly in vastly better shape now with the use of the vaccine than we were before.
He says pediatricians in training are now reading about bacterial meningitis in books instead of seeing the potentially deadly disease in children. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.